I know a man whose plow handle hand is quicker than a light. Wes Harden is the name, they say. He travels in the night, for he might have to kill or walk around a fight. And if you ever saw Wes Harden draw, you saw him skin his gun. He won't say how many tried and died up against the top hand, but up against the wrong man, Harden wouldn't run. He rode in like a Texas wind, eastbound on a train, going, going with Jane Bowen, till the lawman caught up. So long, Janie, chin up, I'll be back again. Off he went to Huntsville prison, so long, Jane, he cried. 15 years she waited, till her heart broke and she died. And she left that bad land to wait up in the sky. Free at last, the paying passed for all the wrong he did. First free air they let him breathe since he was a kid. So let him come and let him go, and let him deal and bid. Near the border in El Paso, lawyer reads a sign, but you won't find him there for business every day at 9-4. Business is real bad. One client's all he's had in quite a long, long time. Then Sheriff Selman's boy broke into Wes's woman's place. Up she jumped and pistol whipped him, kicked him in the face. And Sheriff Selman demands revenge for this disgrace. You could see her every night by candlelight at Harden's favorite bar. She'd be hanging on his arm, and very late they'd leave there, headed for the Goose Hair. Glad it wasn't far. Through the swinging door, John Selman came with a blazing gun. Wes was chug-a-lugging red-eye, shot him in the back of the head. John Wesley Harden fell dead, 'cause Harden wouldn't run.